Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Patrick K. O'Donnell. His book is Dog Company, The Boys of Pointe d'Oc, the Rangers who accomplished D-Day's toughest mission and led the way across Europe. They're going to begin the way across Europe by withstanding German counterattacks. The textbook for the German army, the Wehrmacht, and their many superior units in and around France at this point was that you absorb the enemy's offensive, and then you must counterattack immediately. Immediately. I'm told it was like clockwork. You knew they were coming. And they come with their whistles blowing and overwhelming force. Dog, Easy, and Fox are now arrayed in a defensive line as close to the guns, where the guns were displayed as possible, on a highway that connects Omaha and Utah Beach. The guns were right in the middle. They could rain on both of them. Patrick, the counterattacks, they know they're coming, and it's the morning of June 7th. Rudder, the commander of the 2nd Battalion Force, is at the cliffside, not as separated by, I think you said, about a mile from the defensive line of Dog. Is that correct? Dog was facing towards the east, because they were expecting the attack to come from the east. All correct?
Yes, that's correct. Dog and the other companies, most of the men were either, they were still deployed on top of the cliff fighting the Germans, and then they also had whatever members they could spare. They charged towards the coastal road, which was their secondary objective, and they dug in kind of an L-shape pattern the shallow holes, trenches, if you will, however they could. And they dug in kind of within these hedgerows near the road. And it was that night that the Germans counterattacked very significantly in company strength. Hundreds of men charged the Rangers' positions. And they overwhelmed one of the personnel from one of the companies that was up there. They took them out. Several men were captured. Many men were killed, and it's a very ferocious counterattack that overwhelms that L-shaped position. But Dog Company still stands. They're dug in, facing the road itself, and they're there, and they remain there. But many men fall back into the positions from E and F Company, and one of my main characters, a guy by the name of L. Rod Petty, who loses part of his teeth and kind of walks a bit of a waddle, but he's just an amazing combat soldier. He has a BAR, Browning automatic rifle, and he's helping his men as they're falling back in disarray. And Petty was there along with many of the other men that I interviewed, Herm Stein, for instance, and others. And it's back at the command bunker that other than Dog Company, the men are holding the point, and they're barely hanging on. They have an observer, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor, who's with them, and he turns to Rudder, and Rudder asks him, you know, what's our chances? And he basically says, I've never felt more in the belief that I'd be a prisoner the next day or dead. And this is a man that had gone through, you know, had been in the British Armed Forces since the beginning of the war as a Royal Commando. Was a commando, I should say, and had been through everything. And his assessment was very bleak and dire. There's quite a bit of backstory with him. He has this like little one step that he does with a cane. It's right out of a movie. And he believes that the German bullets can't hit him until a MG-42 bullet drills a hole right through the center of his helmet. But he survives. And he is with Rudder that night, and they're barely hanging on you know, to the point which is being about to be overwhelmed by these Germans.
But right, E companies rolled up.
Rangers are tenacious.
E companies rolled up. I have Petty finding a paratrooper who's drifted off from where he was supposed to land. So they gather what people they can around them. It's important to consider this.
There were paratroopers there. Petty was a paratrooper in the sense that he went through training but broke his legs, and then is kind of washed out, but goes into the Rangers and goes through training and has to fight through training, and he does make it. And he's one of the great Rangers of D-Day. There were some other paratroopers that also landed near the point, and they would fight. They were from the 82nd and the 101st, and they would fight with the Rangers.
Right. They were gathering what Americans they could find.
Anything they could.
Because the Germans were sending wave after wave. They wanted to retake the point. It was a focus for the overall command to hold on to D-Day. The plans here are to crack Omaha Beach, and that was nearly accomplished on that first day. It's now June 7th, and the USS Texas guns, that's the big battleship that survived Pearl Harbor when it's renovated, are weighed on Pointe-aux to destroy what they can of the German resistance, especially that anti-aircraft gun. But we need to get on to the rescue, because it is now June 8th, I believe, right? This is Hedgerow territory. You can't see anything. You see, you walk down a road, you can't see the to your right or left. There's an enormous overgrown hedgerow. They're beautiful, but they're impenetrable, and that's why it's possible for 12 men in dog company right now. I have 12 men on their own in dog company withstanding the German counterattacks. But up the road comes tanks, and I believe somebody thought we're done now because the Germans are bringing in their good stuff. But the tank was an American tank led by the commander Canham. Is that right? Colonel Canham of the 116th.
Yeah, this is several days later. It's around the 8th. And
yeah, June 8th.
The Americans in the 5th Ranger Battalion had broken through at Omaha. They were the first groups to break through. But now they're being used as the relief force to relieve the 2nd Ranger Battalion or the Force A on top of Pointe-aux. And the Rangers on Pointe-aux were so low on American ammunition that they were using German ammunition and German MG-42s, anything they could get their hands on. And they were firing out these tanks who they thought were German vehicles that were coming to assault them. And the Americans on the other side thought that they were facing German adversaries because they had these captured weapons they didn't know. And one of the most telling comments that I got was, some of our toughest combat was from fellow Americans. That's the Rangers told me, because they were fighting each other literally for about, you know, less than an hour. And they were fighting each other and their friendly fire casualties. Eventually it was understood that these were American forces that were coming through, and the link up was complete. But there were casualties from that friendly fire, and the tenacity of Americans fighting one another is the really telling line in from the oral histories that I conducted, hundreds of oral histories.
Duke Slater does now rejoin with what's left of his command. This is from June 10 through June 19. So the dog company is reunited, and they're about to be given another mission, which is equally daunting. And yet the resolution of the next mission is an example of what Patrick has emphasized. You're on your own out there. You know what the mission is, and any way you can accomplish it is fine with us. We're about to take capture an overwhelming German force with bravado. That's what's next. The book is Dog Company, The Boys of Pointe-aux. The first mission is satisfied. Now the Rangers are on to other missions that seem impossible when you hear about them. Patrick K. O'Donnell is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.